USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The World Health Organization is working hard to learn more about the coronavirus. A doctor with the group says that they don't have a vaccine to prevent infections or any therapeutics to treat the virus. The global death toll has risen to at least 565, and there are more than 28,000 confirmed cases in mainland China. President Trump is thanking lawmakers who supported him during his impeachment trial in the Senate. Speaking from the White House, the president says he's grateful for Republican Congressman Andy Biggs of Arizona.
Biggs, where's Andy? Boy, oh boy, Andy. He got... There's a guy. He's tough. I hear we're doing well in Arizona, huh?
And a final look at your numbers on Wall Street. Another record day as the Dow closed up 89 points to finish at 29,380. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
February is Black History Month, and what better way to celebrate than through the sounds of music? Opening summer 2020 in Nashville, the National Museum of African American Music will feature more than 50 musical genres created and inspired by African Americans. Museum President and CEO H. Beecher Hicks III.
We are proud to be a first-of-its-kind museum dedicated to celebrating the role African Americans play in shaping the American soundtrack. When you step inside the museum, you'll be instantly immersed into what I like to call 56,000 square feet of funk. We have 7 galleries filled with more than 1,500 artifacts from some of your favorite artists, from gospel and hip-hop to country and classical. You'll be able to trace generations of untold Black history within our walls. We are one nation under a groove, uniting all people through a shared history. And we are excited to welcome everyone to Nashville, America's Music City.
For more on the National Museum of African American Music, visit blackmusicmuseum.org.
A NASA astronaut returns to Earth after a record-setting stay in space. With more details, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
American astronaut Christina Cook is back on the Earth after a record-setting 328 days aboard the International Space Station. Cook, an Italian astronaut, and a Russian cosmonaut landing safely at 4:12 Eastern Time this morning. Cook broke two records during nearly 11 months in space. She was part of the first all-woman spacewalk and spent more time in space than any other woman ever has.
American Airlines is extending their suspensions of flights to Hong Kong from Los Angeles. The North Texas-based air carrier announced a drop in demand is the reason the flights will be scrapped until late March. Hong Kong to Dallas-Fort Worth international flights are set to resume later this month, but American is still reviewing its flight schedules. For more news, you can always check us out online at USA Radio. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
During her weekly press conference, Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi is continuing to blast President Trump over his State of the Union address.
We will not allow any president to use that Capitol, that chamber of the House of Representatives, of the People's House, as a backdrop for him. Now, all presidents have guests. Constant guest. That was not a State of the Union. That was a state, his state of mind.
Elizabeth Smart has revealed she was sexually assaulted while sleeping on a Delta flight last year. She's talking about it publicly for the first time and tells CBS This Morning her reaction to when someone was inappropriately touching her while she was sleeping.
I was shocked. I mean, the last time someone touched me without my say-so was when I was kidnapped, and I froze. I didn't know what to do.
Smart continues that this entire experience has helped her to launch Smart Defense, a program aimed at teaching women the skills and confidence they need to protect themselves.
I wanted to create a self-defense class for women and girls that they could go through.
Delta immediately offered to help, and the investigation has been turned over to the FBI. And finally, it was back on this date in 1911 when the 40th President of the United States, Ronald Reagan, was born. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.